KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Dallas center Grimes got off to a very quick start, and the Mustangs poured in 8 first-half threes, and they pulled away from Atlantic for a 60-39 win in the boys' Class 3A Substate 8 final last night. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Mustangs dropped in 6 three-pointers in the opening quarter alone, 4 of those from junior Bo Houston, to grab a 24-15 lead after one. The Mustangs got one from downtown from Jackson Jones on the final play of the first half, as they led 43-27 at the break. Dallas center Grimes then began to grind out possessions in the second half, milking down the clock and keeping the ball away from the Trojans. They narrowed it to 48-37 by the end of the third, and the Mustangs, though, hit most of their free throws down the stretch as they sealed that victory. Houston connected on a total of 6 three-pointers in the game and led the Mustangs with 26 points. Cole Glasgow added 14 points for DCG as they improved to 20-3 on the season. The Mustangs will head back to the state tournament for the first time since 2017. Atlantic was led by 10 points each from Grant Sturm, Skylar Handlos, and Ethan Williams, as the Trojans finished their season with a 14-7 record, and they'll say goodbye to a large senior class of 6 players: Grant Sturm, Skylar Handlos, Keaton Jewell, Craig Allen Becker, Ethan Williams, and Garrett Reynolds. In other boys' substate final action last night, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton defeating Carroll 36-29. Western Dubuque beating Decorah 58-42. Monticello over Solon 45-39. Pella beat Grinnell 63-52. Ballard over Bondurant Farrar 66-57. Two other games were postponed and moved to tonight: Clear Lake versus Humboldt. We played in Algona tonight. And in Substate 5 at Davenport North High School, it'll be Davenport Assumption facing Mount Vernon this evening. The Class 4A Boys Substate Finals are set for tonight in Region 1. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson plays host to the Abe Lincoln Southeast Polk game tonight. And there are other substate games across the states as well this evening in the big class, with the winners advancing to the boys state tournament. Well, action opened up yesterday with first-round play in girls' state basketball tournament action in 5A and 3A in the quarterfinal rounds. The 5A quarterfinals started the day as top-rated Waukee defeated Dowling Catholic 60-37. Ankeny Centennial beat Southeast Polk 47-45. Controversial ending in that one, as Southeast Polk got a tipped basket toward the end of the game. Then Centennial got up the floor. One girl was well out of bounds as she made a pass, but no call was made. She was able to get it inside, and a buzzer-beating layup gave Ankeny Centennial the win as they advanced. Also, Johnston beat Cedar Falls 71-64. Iowa City West over Waterloo West 65-63. In Class 3A quarterfinals, top seed Cherokee defeated Assumption 63-43. Number 4 West Lyon over West Burlington 52-30. And Clear Lake beat Waukon 45-24. Today's basketball schedule: the state girls tournament includes the other 3A quarterfinal, Unity Christian facing Roland Story. That'll begin at 9 this morning. Then the 4A quarterfinals will hit the court. Top seed Glenwood will play Wallard Catholic at 11 o'clock this morning. Glenwood comes in 19-3 on the season as the number one seed in that 4A tournament, while Wallard comes in 13-9 into that contest tonight. Also, Central DeWitt will play North Scott at 1 o'clock this afternoon. At 3 o'clock, it's Harlan facing Ballard. Ballard, number 2 seeded, 21-1 in the season, coming in against a 7th seeded Harlan team that's 17-5. That's a 3 o'clock tip. Also, Dallas Center Grimes will play Bondurant Farrar in the other 4A quarterfinal. A couple of 2A quarterfinals will end the evening as top seed Maquoketa Valley will play Rock Valley at 7, followed by Nottoway Valley facing North Lynn. That's the late game. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. Nottoway Valley, the number 4 seed, they come in 23-0 into the tournament, while North Lynn is 21-2. All those games in Des Moines. Well, the girls' state basketball tournament is underway at Wells Fargo Arena with an altered schedule and seating plan. Last year's tourney was the final major sporting event in Iowa, not to include COVID-19 restrictions. Gene Berger is executive director of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union.
And actually, during our tournament, Chris Connolly from the event center came and said, hey, we're sanitizing a little more and cleaning a little more. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then the next week of the boys' state, remember, the championships for boys basketball were only 100 fans.
Berger says the seating at this week's tournament is in pods, and the games are spaced 2 hours apart to help limit traffic inside the arena.
So everything is reserved now instead of our usual general admission. So you can buy 2 seats, 4 seats, 6 seats together, and then you have to sit in those seats. And then we clear so that the next game has those same seats available.
Fans also have to wear masks. Berger says a study has shown that players and coaches are using 8 different mitigation efforts just to get the chance to compete.
They're washing their hands, they're wearing masks, they're social distancing, they're traveling different. They do 8 things in order to play. And then when we ask our fans to wear masks and social distance, they don't like it. And I think if a 15 and 16-year-old kid could do 8 things, surely the rest of us could do 2 to help them out.
Berger says student sections aren't shoulder to shoulder during games like in the past, but they are seated in the same section. She also says spring sports are a go after being canceled last year. The official start of track and field practice is this week.
And I think we all can imagine running an outdoor track meet now that we've been through indoor sports. We think, oh, we have a huge stadium. We can social distance our teams and our fans at a track meet or at a tennis meet, you know, or golf. And so somehow spring, we're more optimistic about spring and running those because they're outside.
The girls' state tournament continuing all this week, followed by the boys' tournament next week in Des Moines. In college basketball last night, Sam Hauser at 18 points and number 21 Virginia ended a 3-game skid as they beat Miami 62-51. The NIT is moving the entire 2021 event to Texas, taking the semifinals and championship game out of New York's Madison Square Garden for the first time in the 83-year history of college basketball's oldest postseason tournament. The pandemic is also reducing the field to 16 teams from the usual 32. All games are set for 2 venues in the Dallas area. First round games will be played March 17th through the 20th, with the quarterfinals March 25th, the semifinals on March 27th, followed by the championship game the next day. Last year's event was canceled because of COVID-19. Well, this week's AP Men's Top 25 shows Gonzaga still solidly on top, with Michigan up number 2, and Baylor drops to number 3 this week. Illinois is at number 5. Iowa jumps 4 spots. They move up to number 5 in this week's poll. Right ahead of West Virginia and Ohio State, Alabama, Houston, Villanova round out the top 10. Kansas is 13th, Creighton is number 14, Texas 15, Oklahoma 16, Oklahoma State is 17th, Texas Tech 18, Purdue is 23, and Wisconsin 25. Drake also got a vote this week but didn't make the top 25 list. Well, time is running out for Iowa State. With 3 games remaining in the regular season, the Cyclones are still in search of their first Big 12 victory. They get another chance tonight at home against 14th-ranked Texas.
We need to break through. We need to get a win, more so for those kids, and so they can feel really good if it's, you know, just for that moment. And understand that their perseverance and their resiliency has paid off.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. Despite still looking for their first Big 12 win, Prohm feels the Cyclones have made significant progress in the last couple of weeks.
You know, we got to fight through it, and I hope these guys can get rewarded. But they've stayed the course, you know, and that's a credit to their character. And so I'm proud of them for that.
Iowa State visits Texas Tech on Thursday night, and they'll be at Kansas State on Saturday. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Player and Freshman of the Week. Clark has tallied 20 Big Ten weekly honors on the season, including a Big Ten Best 12 Freshman honors, a Big Ten record 5 Big Ten Player of the Week honors as a freshman, and 3 Player of the Week honor roll nods. Clark and the Hawkeyes travel to Bloomington, Indiana to take on the number 11 Hoosiers on Wednesday. Iowa State women's basketball guard Lexi Donarski picked up her 5th Freshman of the Week award. The honor marks the 3rd straight week Donarski's claimed that award. Iowa State returns to the court on Wednesday to take on Kansas at home. Women's top 25 from the AP this week has UConn on top, with Texas A&M, North Carolina State, Stanford, and Louisville the top 5. Also, Baylor is 6, Maryland 8, Indiana 10, Michigan 12. South Dakota State is number 21, Ohio State 22, Missouri State is 23, Rutgers is at number 24. Iowa picked up 6 votes this week, did not make the top 25. And J.J. Watt has agreed to a 2-year contract. He'll be playing with the Arizona Cardinals next year. The longtime Houston Texans defensive end and all-star defensive player has moved on to Arizona. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.